Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio once again, a great friend, somebody we love to support, Mr. Rob Doherty of Power Technical, incoming CEO now, soon to be principal and CEO
of James Irwin Charter Schools.
James Irwin Charter Schools, yeah, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And man, oh man, I think we spent more time prepping for what we're going to talk about than we're actually going to be able to talk about it because there's so much going on.
A lot going on.
And I'm telling you, I'm such a geek for business and supporting the business economy. And James Irwin Charter is all about, as is PTEC, serving and supporting and filling the workforce pipeline with wonderful, wonderful, skilled and talented kids, super smart folks. And one of the ways you're going to encourage people to get into the system is an event that you're doing on February 8th called Make and Take.
Right.
I'm excited about that, but you know, let's talk about it.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. Yeah, it's a wonderful event. This will be our second annual, and it's set up where kids age 9 show up with their parents, of course, and they'll have the opportunity to get into the shops and make something. I think we have some toolboxes on the agenda. There's some metal roses and some sunflowers, and just some 3D printing going on. And we just want kids, if they think they have an interest in working with their hands, or maybe they have no interest at all and they just want to come out and visit the school, February 8th, come on out and just try your hand at welding. And we have all the safety equipment and everything that you need to give it a shot.
Wow. So you can make mom a metal rose.
You can. Yeah. They came out beautiful. They're really neat.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see them. Yeah, and toolboxes and things like that. I mean, you know, I was that guy. I came up in the 60s and 70s in school, and we had shop class.
Yeah.
We had auto. We had an auto shop class. We had welding. We had it all. And I remember doing everything but the auto stuff. I just wasn't into that.
Right.
But it was fun. Woodworking really got in my hands from my dad. I'd never done metalworking before, but I did. And I made napkin rings for mom.
Right.
With a spot welder.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, it's really cool.
It is. And those are the things that you remember. And I think, Ted, that what's really neat about what we're doing is it's not just about the things you get to make and take home to mom and dad, but we kind of connect the dots. What's the math behind putting this together? And what's the history behind it? We talk about it in history class. And if we're going to write a paper, let's write something descriptive about how we built something or what we're going to do with it. I've got a group right now is doing business proposals.
Oh,
and
fun.
They're presenting them. And there's a lot of these kids out there who they intend on making real money with the projects they're putting out there. So super, super exciting. Absolutely super fun.
And it is one of the things I adore about not only James Irwin, but PTEC. Conceptually, the understanding is becoming more and more prevalent and clear among educators and parents that a college education is not the be-all, end-all it used to be.
Right.
A college education is a wonderful thing. Don't get us wrong.
Right.
But when you put something in a kid's hands, you instill it in their hands. You give them that thing that feeds their soul. If it's metalworking, woodworking, if it's engineering, if it's building, if it's one of the trades, they are walking out the other end of a few years of learning in a wonderful setting with the ability to make a very, very good salary. And guess what? They don't have.
Yeah, college debt.
That's right.
No college
debt.
That's
right.
And I'll tell you that one of the neat things about Power Technical, and even at this point, the main campus, high school, is that if you want to get an associate's degree for free, and that's the place to go, you can stick around for 2 years beyond high school at PTEC, and we'll send you down to get a degree in engineering or welding or machining or construction management. And boy, those jobs, they're in demand right now, Ted. And I have people always asking, do you have enough do you have a need for us to help get your students jobs? And I keep telling them, we have more requests right now for kids to go to work than I have kids to fill.
What is your placement rate at this point?
Well, we've only been around a couple of years, but I don't know the number. Thank you for putting me on the spot, Ted.
Of course, you're welcome. I love to do that to you, as you know. Yeah. I will have a bruised shin after this interview.
Every kid that's graduated so far that will graduate this year either has a job or they're going on to Pikes Peak Community College.
Okay.
And so they have a path.
We are 100% either working or advanced education, education.
Yeah, they're leaving their parents' basements.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, you know, we want them to move out and be productive in society and be happy.
I love how you've put that. Very frank.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. Very candid. Let's talk about open enrollment, because you do something different.
Right.
There's no panic around open enrollment. It's not a narrow, limited, come get it now or you'll never get it at all. It is a first come, first serve, and you really never shut the window.
Right. Yeah, a lot of charter schools function on a lottery, and that's great. We just opened it up and made it first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter who you are. If you want a spot, just go to jameserwin.org, and there's an enrollment tab there. If there's space in one of the grades, then you're going to have a spot for sure. I can tell you that this first come first serve has caused some of the grades to begin filling up quicker than we expected. So there's a wait list on some of those as well.
Sure, which is to be expected based on everything we've just talked about,
right.
And we've got more. But wait, there's
right.
more.
Wait, there's more.
I always enjoy my time with you, Rob. You've got a new library being built.
Right, and that's at the main campus down there at Astrazon and Powers. So as you know, James Irwin Charter Schools is five schools strong right now, and that new library is going to serve the three schools at that campus. And so as you see the big glass building going up facing Powers, know that that's a new library, which is we're really excited about that. And if you happen to go back behind the high school and the middle school, we have a brand new football field and track back there as well.
Wow, yes. You know, physical fitness, health and wellness is really integral to success in your life and in your business.
Right.
When your body works right, your mind works really well. When those things work together in tandem, you become a powerhouse of income earning ability.
That's what we want.
Yes, it is what you
want,
and it comes through.
Successful, for sure.
So building a house is next. That's something that we've talked about your last couple of visits.
Right.
At 1,200 square feet, am I right?
12 to 1,300 square feet, somewhere in that range. Good memory, Ted.
Yeah. And where are we in the stage of construction?
Yeah. So,
am I ready to move in? Because I know you were going to let me live there.
It's going to be a little cool, but go ahead. When it warms up, you're going to be a lot happier. The house is being built on temporary foundation. There'll be move, and this was made possible by a cooperation through Classic Homes, Vantage Homes, and just the HBA in general has done a great job of making sure this is a possibility.
Housing and Building Association
yes.
of Colorado Springs is
yeah.
huge into the community
yeah.
and trying to help with workforce into the trades and things like that. Great group of people there as well. And even more exciting and fun stuff. We talked about it. It's one of my sort of loves, although I haven't done it in a long time. I've played around once in a while. You're just getting your welding program up and running.
Well, the welding program is just really taken off this year.
Ah.
It's been up and running, but we have a new instructor this year, and he brought this excitement to the group, and these kids they're burning rod every single day, so to speak. And,
nice.
This year he's even got a group of kids in there TIG welding, which is really unheard of for ninth grade kids to get in there. And
it's a high level skill.
It is.
And yeah, you know, to lay down a nice, correct bead, it takes a lot of time and a lot of practice.
And one that doesn't fall apart.
True. TIG welding is a little delicate. And let's explain exactly what TIG is.
Well, TIG is called tungsten inert gas. And it's the process of, it's a much purer form of welding where you have an electrode in one hand and you're feeding it with a filler rod. So if you're welding stainless steel or precious materials, brass, copper, things like that, generally speaking, they're going to be TIG weld. But the really nice welds that you see that look like perfect little beads generally are TIG welds.
Yeah. We are fighting the clock, Rob. Never fun. So here's the list on February 8th. From 8:30 to 11 a.m., the Make and Take event. Where's that happening?
So that's going to be at 2525 Canada Drive at Power Technical. We'd like you to call ahead at 301-6200 to RSVP, just so we know how many folks are going to be there. There's going to be a food truck out there. We're going to do some parent information meetings if you're interested. And also February 15th, if you can't make it, at 8:30 in the morning, we'll be having some parent information meetings as well.
Very nice. February 15th. All of that is at jamesirwin.org.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, open enrollment. Your window really never closes. It's first come, first serve. Some classes are filling up. Again, 301-6200, the number to call. Got your new library going at the main campus at Astrazon and Powers. You're building a house at the PTEC campus. You got the welding program, which is starting to take off, and everything in between. It is always wonderful and a treat to spend time with you, Rob.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you very much.
That's it for this edition of KRDO's Business Connection. We'll be back next Sunday right here on KRDO News Radio at 7 o'clock.